The Cap, How Larry Fleischer and David Stern Built the Modern NBA. Written by Joshua Mendelson. Narrated by Stephen Bowlby. Introduction. In this business, only your work sustains you. Larry Fleischer. The first seed of this book was planted randomly. In the summer of 2012, Chicago Bulls center Omer Asik, a free agent, signed a deal with the Houston Rockets. Under the collective bargaining agreement, Asik's old team, the Chicago Bulls, had a right to match the Rockets' offer. The Rockets, however, had structured the deal with Asik in such a way that made it nearly impossible for the Bulls to do so. Daryl Morey, the Rockets' brilliant general manager, was praised for being innovative in masterminding the deal to get this guy. I, as someone who followed these things, was deeply impressed with Morey's maneuvering. After the deal was announced, Bob Ryan, once described as the NBA's ombudsman, was on ESPN talking about the Asik deal. Ryan said Morey's maneuver was neither new nor innovative. Ryan said center Moses Malone had poison pills in his free agent deal with the Philadelphia 76ers 30 years earlier that were more creative than Asik's. My ears perked up. I had absolutely no idea what Ryan was talking about. Despite being a diehard NBA fan, armchair salary cap nerd, labor lawyer, and NBA season ticket holder, I realized I knew almost nothing about the NBA's history. I set out to find a book about it. I couldn't. Baseball history? Everywhere. You could read a straight line of history from 1890 to today from any angle, from Marvin Miller to Kurt Flood, to George Steinbrenner, to collusion, to the 1994 strike, to Moneyball, in whichever form you enjoyed it, to Theo Epstein. The mining of the history of the sport was so directly entrenched with labor history and economics as to make it one story. The books and articles were endless and fantastic. Basketball, however, was different. There was very little. There were the two phenomenal David Halberstam books, The Breaks of the Game and Playing for Keeps, which dealt with some of these issues. Harvey Arreton, Bob Ryan, Bill Simmons, and, more recently, Jonathan Abrams had all written exceptional books about the history of the NBA. Of course, Terry Pluto's Loose Balls about the ABA is required reading. But there was little else. There was a lot about games. There was less about the business. There was a lot about now. There was almost nothing about then. There was some about David Stern. There was much less about Larry Fleischer. I did not know much about Fleischer when I started writing this book. My knowledge was limited to what was written in books about other sports. Much of it dismissed or limited Fleischer's import. I knew he was the head of the union and an agent at the same time, which felt sketchy. I knew his was the first union to agree to a salary cap. I had read the few lines in Lords of the Realm, the phenomenal history of the baseball business, which said that after agreeing to the cap, Major League Baseball Players Association chief Marvin Miller was privately contemptuous of NBA Players Association chief Larry Fleischer. If the great Marvin Miller was contemptuous, who was I to think differently? I was wrong. The more I read about Fleischer, the more I came to a clear conclusion. Larry Fleischer is one of the most influential people in sports history.